This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. The event is a part of the government's ongoing Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Labour and Employment and Department of Posts, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Melas across the country. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AIIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on 12th of last month. The report examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India Flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft. The AIIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, engine fuel control of the aircraft transitioned from run to cutoff position and switched off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why he cut off the fuel, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. The AIIB said the fuel control switches were switched on later, but the deceleration in one of the engines could not be stopped. As per the report, the flight lasted around 30 seconds between liftoff and crash. The report mentioned that both pilots had an adequate rest period before the flight. The report noted that there are no recommended actions to operators of Boeing 787-8 and GEnx-1B engine operators at this stage of the probe. It added that fuel samples taken from the bowsers and tanks used to refuel the aircraft were tested at the Directorate General of Civil Aviation Lab and were found satisfactory. AIIB said the investigation team will review additional evidence being sought from stakeholders. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram last night for a two-day visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by senior BJP leaders and party workers. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. He is scheduled to inaugurate the BJP's new state headquarters this morning. Later, the senior BJP leader will address a massive gathering of booth-level party workers in Puthrikandam ground. Ministry of Railways has undertaken a series of reforms aimed at making the recruitment process transparent, efficient and technology-driven. Several candidate-friendly measures have been implemented, including a one-time registration system, which simplifies the application process across recruitment cycles. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscross terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. While delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai yesterday, Doval said the strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases of, whether it was in Sargodha or it was in Rahim Yar Khan or it was in Chaklala or it was in Rawalpindi.
The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing special intensive revision of the electoral roll in the state. The Commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against host England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. The visitors currently trail by 242 runs after England were bowled out for 387 in the first innings. In Wimbledon tennis, the 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with 13 seed Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title at the Centre Court in London tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.